following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need, a professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expensive one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention The Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
It's 11 a.m. and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious. Vaccines have been created for it. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic. He is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this final day of April. Got your May basket ready for tomorrow?
I do not. I'm a huge May basket fan. My mom was very good at the May basket thing. Always got nice little
Ben and Will get
trinkets.
Some?
Oh.
Will you? I mean, Ma still make you one, or how's that work?
No, the damn grandkids.
You know, I thought about picking some up for the niece and nephew, but I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, maybe
I figure C&B is good enough.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think that warms the cockles of their hearts.
Yeah, there you go. We're glad to have you along with us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Some Mondays, we don't have much for guests. We leave it wide open. This is probably one of those we should have done that because there's going to be plenty to talk about. But we've got a couple of great guests coming up on the show today. Tony Harper, Hastings College football coach. They have wrapped up their spring football, yeah, a lot later. That's just the way they do it in the NAIA than what the Huskers and the Lopers had did. We'll also talk to Tim Elliott, the newest member of the UFC. He's fought in both of the RFA fights. He was up there in the main event the first time around, co-main event. Well, the main event, I guess, the first time around, beating Jens Pulver, also winning the second RFA fight here within the last month. And now he's up to UFC, so we're going to chat with him on the show today. Also, the NFL draft. Jared Krick is a Houston Texan. Alphonso Dennard slides down to number 7. I find that extremely hard to believe, into the 7th round, and Marcell Jones was picked in the 7th round as well. Plus, a lot of free agent signings. Locally, Stephen Gooden goes to the New York Giants from UNK. Noah Keller is going to go with the St. Louis Rams, the free agency mark, and we'll talk about that. And the Bosselman was run over the weekend, and there are a lot of events going on today high school-wise that were rained out on Friday. The Huskers split their two baseball games, but more is being made of the rain-delayed dance-off yesterday than there is of any other baseball going on out there. Hastings baseball season over, softball waiting for the tournament. UNK softball did not make the NCAA tournament. Those were released this morning here from the NCAA, and they did not make the field after going 2-2, and the RMAC made a heck of a run at the end, but left out, although three RMAC teams do get in. There's a whole bunch to talk about, NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, and golf and NASCAR, but over the weekend, the big story locally, obviously, is what is going on with NSAA sanctions against Ravenna, their football program, and their basketball program. And if you haven't heard about this, then you're probably not overly interested in it, or you were out of town over the weekend. Here is some new developments over the last 90 minutes. And I've been in contact with as many people as I can, although the principal at Ravenna has kind of stepped up and been the spokesman there, and neither one of us have had an opportunity to speak personally. We're efforting that with the principal over at Ravenna High School. But this morning, this from the NSAA: the Nebraska School Activities Association sanctions resulting in the forfeiture of football and basketball games by Ravenna High School occurred because of its use of a player who, according to NSAA transfer bylaws, was ruled ineligible for 90 days from the start of the 2011-2012 school year. Dr. Steve Shanahan, NSAA Interim Executive Director, said in this statement, quote, "Information revealed to the NSAA necessitated the need for a fact-finding investigation in which the Ravenna Public Schools cooperated and was fully involved. Due process was afforded Ravenna High School, and the school was given the opportunity for a hearing before the NSAA Board of Directors. The school district subsequently declined to have a hearing. At this time, the football and basketball records of Ravenna High School reflect the forfeiture of those contests. No further sanctions will be administered by the NSAA," end quote. "The NSAA considers this matter to be completed." Well, that is the end of the statement from the Nebraska School Activities Association. May I say, this matter is far from completed. The NSAA wants to sweep this under the rug and put it to bed. This thing stinks to high heaven. I am about fairness. I am also, the NSAA is going to go by the letter of the law here. But this just doesn't seem right. And I'm not saying the NSAA is or isn't right in what they're doing. But when all the information comes out, and I have been in contact with a variety of folks at Ravenna, including Athletic Director Paul Anderson, who emailed me back and says, "We just can't comment a whole lot right now." Here is Ravenna's statement. "The NSAA has ruled that one of the students who played on Ravenna's football and basketball teams was ineligible to participate in activities for the first 90 days of the school year. The NSAA made this determination despite the fact that the NSAA assured the school and the student's parents prior to the beginning of the school year that the student was eligible to participate. The first time the school became aware that there was any question about the student's eligibility was in late February 2012. The NSAA made its decision to require Ravenna to forfeit games based on information it received from an anonymous telephone call also in February of 2012. Obviously, we are disappointed by the NSAA's decision and ruling. Ravenna Public Schools continuously address accountability with school staff and students, including players and coaches. Neither the school nor the student had any intention of violating NSAA rules. The school and parents believed it could reasonably rely on the information provided by the NSAA staff. In retrospect, that was our error. The school does not feel it can comment further on this issue due to privacy concerns related to the student and the family and due to our obligation to respect the NSAA process." That is the statement from Ravenna. Attempts to contact the interim executive director, Steve Shanahan, who is a good guy. He is out for the week. Whatever he's doing, if he's on vacation, if he's at a national conference, I spoke just before the show with our media contact at the NSAA, Jim Angeli, and as expected, he is not involved in the process. He cannot comment much on it except to tell us, Daddy, that they did go through the process. Ravenna was cooperative. He just didn't know the specifics, and that's why I was hoping Steve Shanahan would make himself available to get this thing cleared up, to answer the questions that are out there. If he's not available for 10 more days, come on. All right? In the end, here's what I'll say about this. In the big picture, to me, and I hope to the Ravenna folks and the members of the Lou Platt Conference that are a member of this conference, in the end, this means squat. Nobody's going to care in 2 years You know what? The teams that got beat in the first set, Don Lease does not want that game. I mean, he wants that game, but he wanted to win it on the court. He does not. He's not going to. Kearney Catholic's records are not going to change to say that they beat Ravenna. All right? That's not happening.
Right.
The six football teams that lost to Ravenna are not going to change it in their annual. And if you do, wow. They are not going to change it and say, that's, you know,
forfeiture.
Yep, we went out and beat you. We won by forfeit. In the end, you still played your nine football games, went 6-3. You still went 28-0 in basketball. And anybody that doesn't think that that's the case, you're jealous.
Okay, Douglas, I will say this. Of all the shady, you can fill in the blank, that goes on with kids jumping around to schools with an open enrollment policy.
Omaha, Lincoln, Seward girls basketball.
There you go. I'm sure it happens all over. This kid, Trace Armstrong is a kid. It's not like, I don't know why we're not bringing up Trace Armstrong as a kid, because his name's in the articles. Yeah. So it's not, I mean, they've released his name. We know Trace Armstrong's dad, Rob, who's a friend of ours. Of all the things that people try and hide, people try and deceive, people try and get away with something, usually it's found out, well, the paperwork was not in before March 15th. Okay, that's real easy. There's a set in stone date of March 15th. The paperwork has to be the NSAA. I was told, and it says in that article, the principal was there, both parents are there, who are divorced, which is that, regardless what difference that make, but both parents were there. Civil. It's not like there's unrest in this family. The parents get along.
Yeah.
The parents are happy. The kid wanted to go to Ravenna. Mom said, hey, I'm all for Ravenna Blue Jays. Hip, hip, hooray. Rob said, hey, hip, hip, hooray.
Let's make sure we can do this. Let's have the governing body of the state of Nebraska, the NSAA, let's make sure they said it was okay. The NSAA said it was okay. The paperwork was filed. Does that not seem wrong, ladies and gentlemen? The bottom line here is fairness. Ravenna doesn't want to be scarred by this. The family, I'm sure, doesn't want to be scarred by this. My God, this is a high school kid. Hey, anonymous phone caller. Really? Really? See, and that's where I have a problem with an anonymous phone caller. If everything else can be on the record, then we need this to be out there as well.
And everybody assumes it was a Wood River person where he transferred from, made the phone call after Ravenna beat Wood River 114-12 in basketball.
106-43.
Close enough.
Opener.
After the beating was administered on the court, an anonymous. First of all, here's what I'll say about anonymous phone calls. If I'm a principal, if I'm an athletic director, well, this is an anonymous letter or anonymous phone call. Click, hang up, delete. You want something to say, let's get it out there. That takes care of that.
888-455-ESPN. If you would like to join in, 888-455-3776 is the phone number. You can email us, that popper inbox, as always, home of the Armor Lining, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. This is where our radio program does differentiate itself from big time. We are here in the Tri-Cities. We know people. We know a lot of people. We get along with people. And I don't mean Daddy and I mean the general population. We go to everybody's events. We know people in the small town communities. This isn't Omaha. This isn't Lincoln. This isn't Kansas City, Denver. You know who the great athletes are. You know where the competitive spirit is going to be. There is rivalries. You've been in these conferences forever. So you know what's going on. This is a big deal.
I just can't believe it could be that big of a deal that you would want. What good does I still don't know what self-serving purpose it gives the anonymous phone call. Which, when you're told by the NSAA there's not a problem, then if you get an anonymous phone call, why? How can there be a problem? If I'm sitting there, If I'm Rob, if I'm Deb, who are the mom and the dad, are sitting there, and I'm Trace, and I'm in the room, and I'm Corey Fisher, who's in the room at Ravenna, and they've got, you can hit a button on these phones at school, and it says speaker on it, and then it comes through, and everybody in the room can hear. And you go back and forth, and they go down the checklist. Did we do this correctly? Do you need any additional information? Can we, you know, we would be more than happy to provide whatever. We just want to make sure this deal is right. No, everything looks great.
This isn't like Obama didn't have a birth certificate. All right? This isn't that.
And for all the logistics of this, I mean, if you're looking for a technicality in, you know, page 85, subparagraph 3, the kid actually lived in Kearney with his dad during this year, as far as I know. And then he would drive to Ravenna. That's what I was told. So he went to Ravenna, went to school. Everything's going great. He's a preferred walk-on going to Kansas State. He enjoyed playing basketball with the Ravenna kids, made friendships in Ravenna, did that deal.
I think he, I mean, and then this is where we'd be going off base here. I think he enjoyed what he was doing growing up, going to Wood River. But he had this opportunity. Why not take it? I would think every parent would want the best opportunity for their child. But Simple. Here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. The Nebraska School Activities Association is the one that screwed this up. Why are you punishing a high school kid? There are many rulings I see that I don't agree with when it comes to what harm is it? You know what? The kid moved from here to here. What? I mean, he just wants to go out and play some sports. He's not going to college. Now, Trace, that's not the case. But in this instance, and there's always in the black, there's always that reason. The NSAA approved this, ladies and gentlemen. They approved this. And then after the seasons are over, it doesn't make sense.
If the deal happened late February, I don't understand how it can take 2 months for this to come out. If you got a big problem, well, we better take a look at this. In which I don't know if you'd have to let the kids sit out the state tournament.
Well, this is not over. All I can tell you is this is not over. Again, seeking comment from a variety of individuals associated with this process, including the coaches at Ravenna. They cannot comment. There is going to be potential pending legal action. And wherever that comes from, that's fully understandable. There's no need here to just kind of fan the flames. It's got to be factual. They want it to be factual. Now it's time to go through the next due process and get this thing cleared up. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show because we will be moving along. Tony Harper, Hastings College football coach, Tim Elliott, newest member of the UFC, NFL draft. Anything you want to chime in on, fire us an email here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. And we will be back after this.
A new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
Whoa, it's one of those Storm Tracker vehicles.
And it looks like he's got Goodyear tires for superior handling in challenging weather.
Well, it's a good thing we both got Goodyears in conditions like these.
True, but we're in a car wash.
Hear that? Storm's getting worse.
That's just the hot wax.
Receive up to $160 off with mail-in rebate when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires with your Goodyear credit card. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Nebraska Danger begins a three-game road trip Saturday night when they travel to Colorado to take on the Ice. The Nebraska baseball team is in the middle of finals week, so they will be off until a three-game weekend series at Indiana Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The UNK baseball team wraps up the regular season in Denver this weekend, taking on Regis. In softball, the Huskers will also be at Indiana for a doubleheader Saturday and single game on Sunday. The Hastings College softball team will be competing in the GPAC Conference Tournament at Smith Complex. And the UNK tennis team will be at home for NCAA regional action. The women will play Monday against Western New Mexico at 3. The men will host Metro State Tuesday at 3. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN Radio.
Areas of fog linger early on today, followed by some breaks of sun with a slight chance for a shower storm developing as well. Highs reach about 71 with south winds 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower storm early with a low at 57. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As you're out in the fields, got a nice little rain, obviously, over the weekend. Pretty soon it's going to be time to crank up that pivot system. And hopefully, Daddy, it's the best pivot system around.
T&L Irrigation, they've been doing it for a long, long time, over 55 years in the business, family-owned and operated.
You can reduce your chances of being hit by the copper wire thefts as well that's going around. There's not enough copper wire to steal because it's all hydrostatically powered T&L pivot irrigation systems. You can discover how they can be easier on you for a lifetime. Your choice is simple. See your local T&L dealer or log on to T&L's website at TLIRR.com. T&L irrigation systems are proven technology that works. Farmers, you know it's not about losing money. Make money. Get a great, great pivot system at T&L irrigation in all 50 states, 60 countries worldwide, growing every day right here in Nebraska out of Hastings. And you know how good it is to deal with Nebraskans. So there you go at T&L Irrigation. And, you know, they always like us to talk a little bit about what's going on with Husker recruiting. Aaron Green, backup running back, leaving the program. We'll hear a couple comments from Sean Callahan later on in the program there. He was looking to be the backup to Rex Burkhead and get some carries. I don't get it. He wants to go to Oklahoma, Baylor, Texas. You know, I don't get that. Closer to it's a weird situation. A lot of weirdness today. So we welcome in Tony Harper, head coach at Hastings College. What's going on, Coach?
Oh, not much. I don't know about that lead-in right there. Y'all saying I'm a little weird or something?
I think you're maybe a little off-kilter.
I'm just talking mostly about the assistants that you got over there, but we'll talk about them later. You have just finished up spring practice. Tell the folks going, God, why are they just finishing up spring practice? Everybody's ready to get out of school. Does it matter when you start and finish spring ball?
You know, we don't really think so. We started a little bit later so we could get it kind of pushed up right toward the end of the school with the weather, because the weather can change in about 15 minutes. So we want to make sure we got all 15 practices in, and we were able to do that this year for the first time in about 4 or 5 years. So it ended up pretty good.
It's nice to go into spring knowing who your quarterback is. How did he fare?
You know, he did a great job yesterday. I tell you what, we had a situational practice yesterday. John did he made three big-time throws on third down and long. He ran the ball really well, made some good decisions. You know, it's a credit to Coach Kamara and Coach Holsquaw and those guys. But John has been watching 5 hours of film the last couple of days, doing a good job trying to figure out what we're doing on defense. So he finished really strong.
Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. What were you looking for going into spring ball, Coach? What are your areas of concern? Remind the fans kind of what you lost coming off last season.
Well, we lost a lot of great young men. I mean, we graduated 5 starting linebackers, 4 of them were all-conference. Graduated an all-conference D lineman and Chase Langenberg and our starting free safety. And, you know, we were looking to get a lot of different guys some reps throughout the spring, trying to get some stuff solidified a little bit, and we took some steps in that direction. We got a lot of work to do on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, you know, we lose two great offensive linemen, and Jesus Uribe and Tommy Van Hout, so we want to make sure our checks are going good and those guys are getting off the ball. And, you know, losing two starting receivers and Travis Brown and Mike Novicki, we wanted to see what we had over there. But it turned out, you know, offensively, I tell you what, Coach Holzclaw, Kamara, and Mason, those guys did a great job over there. They put up some points in the spring and flew around. The check system was looking pretty good.
Coach, you got to move people around. Jacob Jensen's from our back, you know, an Overton kid that we have a fun time with. He was in the mix for quarterback. Now he's on the defense. You're moving him all over. He won't leave you alone. Is he getting on the field?
I tell you what, big old JJ, I just talked to his mom and daddy yesterday after the practice, and he, you know what, he's not your normal quarterback. He's going to go up there, and he's going to pop you in the mouth a little bit. And, you know, we had him a free safety, and we just wanted to try and get him on the field a little bit earlier, so we moved him to our outside linebacker position. And, I mean, that kid, he's 6'2", 6'3", 220 pounds, and he ain't afraid of hitting anybody. So he's really made major strides, and I tell you what, he's going to be pushing some guys for some playing time next year.
Coach, any other guys that you're moving around of significance?
You know, not really. I tell you, a guy that's going to get a lot of opportunities is Jordan Consberg. He's just a freshman from St. Cecilia. You know, he's going to get an opportunity. We kind of shuffled those linebackers around a little bit. I mean, when you graduate five starters, you kind of got to see what you got going on. And we threw a bunch of guys to the fire this spring. And a guy that really stood out was Eric Wiley from Idaho. You know, he's a guy that's kind of that hybrid. We moved him around, did some things like that. And, you know, we lost Zach Beatty, our starting fullback, three-year starter. Caleb Kufall from Bishop Newman, just a little old guy, but he's probably pound for pound the toughest guy we got on the team. He's doing a lot of good things at fullback. But Tyler Mertens, who was a tight end last year, moved him back to fullback. He solidified that position for us.
Coach, anybody just totally, it was a kid from Idaho, the one that was the biggest surprise of the spring?
You know, on the defensive side of the ball, I'd have to say so. I really would. You know, he's got a knack for the ball. I mean, the kid played for two state championships, won one of them. He knows what it takes to win. Defensively, he'd done some good things. Another guy that stood out was Kane Ellenberg, our free safety. He did some good things. He's really taken a leadership role. So those guys really stood out. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you know, Derek Whipple, Zane Anstein, I'll tell you what, he had probably one of the best springs that anybody had this year. I mean, he blocked well, he caught the ball well, he ran good routes. We're expecting a lot of big things out of Zane next year.
Talking to Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Okay, what are we looking for now? We've transitioned into the summer months. It won't be too long until you're ready for fall ball. What happens now?
Well, what we're doing is we're going to have a team meeting today, kind of close the spring, put it in the books. We're going to get the guys in. We're going to watch film, do some things like that. Us as coaches, we're going to kind of relax for a little bit and start hitting it again and looking to see, okay, here's who we got coming back. Here's who we got coming in. Let's kind of earmark these guys so everybody can have a better understanding what they're doing when they come back for 2 days. But, you know, we take this week off, and then we're back to the grindstone doing our thing. And we just got to get better. We got to get smarter football players, coaches, and just get out there and do what we got to do.
Tony, the recruiting process never ends. Are there any positions you're still looking for somebody here as summer starts?
Oh, yeah. If you got somebody, you hear somebody, just give us a call. Let us know. No, we're always looking and trying to find the right guys for the fit, guys that love the game, guys that want to be here at Hastings College and do things the right way. You know, we keep hammering the five linebackers that we lost. We've really brought in a good young class of linebackers. Obviously, our depth on the O-line, we're always looking to bring in a couple of those guys. But it's going, you know, we're always going to keep our eyes open and see what's going to fall into our lap.
Tony Harper with us here for another minute. The NAIA does something a little different than other divisions. They release that preseason spring top 25, and there's no reason for that to change by the fall. Three teams from the GPAC are in there. You guys received a vote just like Midland. So I guess people believe you're going to be in the middle of the pack. What's your early preview of what the conference looks like this year?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, you can't talk about GPAC football and not talk about Morningside College. I mean, they won it last year. They got a lot of guys coming back. They play good football up there. Northwestern College over there in Orange City, Iowa, I think they graduated seven seniors and only three of them started. So, I mean, those guys, it's a machine up there. And, you know, Doan College with Coach Francis and Coach Mooring, what those guys have done over there, they've, you know, going 8-2, and they've done it. They've really got that program on a solid foundation now. So those are three tough teams that are going to be right up there. And, you know, we really like where our kids are at mentally. We like where they're at physically. You know, we just got to keep pushing them and understand, hey, every game is a new game. Let's not remember the past. Let's get on and play better and be smarter football players. But we expect our guys to challenge and compete to try and get back to the playoffs where Hastings College should be.
Coach, you kind of take me into my next question here, because you did bring up Doan, the football team that made the most improvement, the biggest leap last year, and what Coach Franzen did there. And now they're going through a tragedy there with the loss of a young man. That is one of those things that we don't talk about. We don't interview you about. Nobody really brings that up in the media, is those things that coaches have to do that don't have to do with X's and O's. What do you – is there a specific time that you talk to your football team about things like this? I mean, people will say it's just guys being guys, letting off steam, and something very bad happened here. But where in the year do you talk to your football players about being careful, I guess, for lack of a better term?
You know, the first thing I like to say about that is our thoughts and prayers are with the Doan family and with that individual's family. That's a tough situation. I have a lot of respect for what Coach Franzen and Coach Mooring and that entire staff is doing. And even though that is a big rival, Hastings and Doan, there's some things that's got to be put on the back burner, you know, and our thoughts and prayers are with those guys. And coaches, what we should do, or this is what we believe over here, is, you know, we're not just coaches. We're these guys' as daddies when they're away from home, and we got to teach them right and wrong. And anytime a situation arises, we try and do our best to sit down and just communicate with these guys and say, listen, man, you know, you got to be on the same page. You got to learn from your mistakes and other people's mistakes and do things like that. But we try and talk to these guys at least 3-4 times a week, not about football, just about life, because we're trying to prepare these young men for life after college. And it's a daily theme that we try and hammer into our guys, that we talk and try and teach them into how to become prominent young men.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the week off. Take a break.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to go golfing. My wife don't know that yet, so I'm not going to tell her. Hopefully she's not listening to this.
Well, she should just be one of the many that don't. There you go. Hey, hit them straight, Tony, and always appreciate your time. Thanks for your comments today.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day now.
Take care, Coach. Tony Harper, Hastings College football. Of course, the young man, Cody Fanning, from Juanita Palisade, that passed away a week ago when he got tossed out of the back of a truck, if you had not heard about that, with some of his fellow Doan football players. But overall, you know, Hastings is right there. I mean, if they improve, they're going to move up and have a chance to get into those playoffs. And there's a little bit more parity right now, I believe, in the GPAC. Even with the losses, you lose Sioux Falls, so you don't have that dominant team. But Morningside's still pretty dominant. Northwestern's right there. Everybody's trying to get into that second slot right now. And Doan made a heck of a move last year.
Yeah, chasing those teams down. But like you said, that gap's not insurmountable. You know, at one time, we need 5 turnovers and we got to break 2 kickoff returns to beat those guys. It's not like that now.
We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But first, Bruce Furniture, taking your trade-ins on your in-home pieces of furniture that still have some life in them, and that'll help you out when you're buying new furniture. If you're on the brink of deciding to buy some new furniture, you owe it to yourself to see Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance, just right for you. And right now, there is a big market for used furniture in good condition. Kids going off to college, they need something to put in the dorm room, and maybe you just need something for the den. Maybe you've added on to the home. Maybe you're looking for some of that. Maybe you're looking to get rid of it. Take a little picture of it with your digital phone, or just you know, say, hey, here it is. They'll take care of you at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. We're going to turn our attention to the UFC. Tim Elliott's going to join us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's the Herd. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL, which means you've got to get out and get to a game. And if you thought StubHub was clutch for scoring seats during the regular season, get ready to love them even more now, when tickets are even more in demand. Just like the regular season, you'll find tons of seats on StubHub. And if the game you choose doesn't get played, StubHub will get your money right back. So no worries about a short series short-circuiting your plans. Just head to StubHub, choose your seats, and you're good to go.
StubHub! If you won $1,000 from Western Union, who would you share it with?
My mom, for making sure I got an education. Thanks to her, I went from being class clown to head of the class.
Share your story at thanks1000.com for your chance to win $1,000. There's a new winner every day, so enter today and trust Western Union to send your Mother's Day gift of cash across town or within the U.S. for as little as $5. Western Union, moving money for better. No purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends June 17th, 2012.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Areas of fog linger early on today, followed by some breaks of sun with a slight chance for a shower storm developing as well. Highs reach about 71 with south winds 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower storm early with a low at 57. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Is it just weird that CMT shows Rocky movies? Stallone, I hope he's getting a lot from that. Last night they backed up Rocky 3 with Rocky 2.
Now you can't do that.
It just depends, though, dude. Whenever you're home from the weekend, you click it on. Maybe you don't want to see it go. It's always 1, 2, 3. Hey, maybe they just, you know, at least it wasn't 5.
That's a good point, but do you think that our next guest is looking at this John Dodson like he's a Russian?
I don't have any idea. He won't have to fight 15 rounds, I know that, because they just go five, and the two times we've seen Tim Elliott, he hasn't had to even worry about that.
Now, Tim Elliott joins us right now. Tim, how are you? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations, by the way, too.
Hey, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, moving up to UFC, explain to me, we saw you fight here, obviously, in Kearney both times in the RFA. How do you go? Do you just get a phone call, or is there a progression that, hey, yeah, now I'm good enough, I can go to the UFC? How did that move happen?
Well, after coming up here to Grindhouse, I knew that with the coaches here and the management team here that it was only a matter of time before I get the call. But after my last fight in the RFA, I was actually on vacation, and I got the call that if I wanted to fight John Dodson in 3 weeks, so I flew out on the next plane.
Obviously, an opportunity like this, not everybody's getting it, Tim, especially only 8 or 10 fights into your young career. How excited? This is the opportunity you've dreamed of since you started in this sport.
Yeah, I mean, it's super exciting, but, you know, like I said, coming down to this gym, there's so many great guys up here that I knew that if I stuck with this team that it was only a matter of time and that it was going to happen. They got great management team and they got great guys up here, so I knew if anybody ever backed out or got hurt or something that I would be in, and it kind of sucks that I only had a few weeks notice to train, but I'm coming fresh off a fight, so my coaches are confident in me, and I'm confident in them that I'm ready to go, so I'm excited.
We're chatting with Tim Elliott here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for his UFC fight coming up this Saturday. Did this happen a little quicker than you thought? You mentioned this specific instance did, but is this as long as you thought it would take you in your career to reach the UFC, or did it happen a little quicker?
It happened much quicker. I thought with the way the Resurrection Fighting Alliance cards were going that that I would get a few more fights in there with RFA and possibly be the first RFA 125-pound champ. But, you know, like I said, that show is it's building fighters and giving fighters chances. So, the RFA was what got me in there, the 1-2 fights for them, and then they didn't even have to release me. They could have been said, no, we want you to stay here with the RFA, but they encourage guys to get into the big show, and that's what they're doing. They're producing good fighters, and they're putting them on the right path to get where they need to be.
Tim, I know Jens Pulver was one of your heroes in the sport growing up, and getting a chance to fight him, when you knock out Little Evil, one of the greatest fighters of that division of all time, that had to help, too, the name recognition to bring awareness to Tim Elliott to say, wow, he just crushed Jens Pulver.
Yeah, it was kind of bittersweet, you know. Like you said, he's somebody I really look up to in the fight game, and, you know, it was a fight I wanted to win and a fight I did win. I kind of wish that it wouldn't happen quite how it did. I would have liked to got a chance to hang out with him after the fights and maybe pick his brain a little bit, but that's just the way it goes in the fight game. You never know what's going to happen. Anybody can beat anybody at any given day.
I was
the underdog in that fight and the underdog in the Josh Ray fight, and for sure the underdog in this fight, and I like being that guy, so it just feeds the fire.
What are we going to do with the hair this week? you got anything crazy planned?
Yeah, well, I actually have a bet with James Krause going on right now. If I win this fight, I shave my head. If I lose the fight, he shaves his head, so I may not have any hair after this fight.
Well, that's what we're hoping, get rid of that hair. Tim, tell us a little bit about John Dodson. You talk about being the underdog. Familiarize the folks that are just the general MMA fans with John Dodson.
Well, he is a 125-pounder who just won the 135-pound Ultimate Fighter show. He's super fast, super explosive, and he's a great fighter. Super exciting. He goes for the kill. He's not looking just to etch by with a decision. He's looking for the knockout and the submission, and that's what I'm looking for. So that's going to be guaranteed fireworks, which that makes it a win-win for me. Win or lose, the fight's going to be exciting, and that's going to guarantee me more fights in the UFC, and that's what I want.
Tim, you say he wants to go for the knockout. Do you want to stand up with him? You want to get him on the ground? What do you if you could design the fight to say Tim Elliott wants it this way, how would that be?
Well, typically with guys, I would like to take him down and throw some elbows. But with John Dodson, he's so explosive at getting back up after the takedown. I don't know is that I'm going to try to take him down because it wastes a lot of energy to take a guy down who's just going to bounce right back to his feet. So ideally, I'd like to catch him with a flying knee or something like I did against Pulver. You know, he thinks I'm going to be trying to take him down. So that makes me my striking a little bit lackadaisical to him. He doesn't have a lot of video footage to watch on my striking, and I'm in here with Brian Davidson and James Krause working on my striking every day, so I'd like to keep it on the feet and knock him out.
Tim Elliott with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, making his UFC debut on Saturday. I imagine when you're walking into the cage, the emotions might be a little bit different than they have been the last handful of fights. You got any idea how you're going to be feeling when you walk in there?
Well, kind of like I did at the RFA fights. The RFA shows is the biggest show I've ever fought on up to date, and it was really nice to be on a show where there's great, great fighters, and it'll be interesting. I think, though, with the excitement factor, I think I'll be fine. I have a ton of wrestling matches, and nerves don't really play a factor too much with the fighting. I got much more nervous with wrestling than I do the fighting because you kind of have a team depending on you, and with MMA, all it means if I lose is less money. So I think I'll be calm and ready to go.
Now if you would happen to defeat John Dodson, perhaps a Doug and Daddy T-shirt the next time you're on TV into the ring?
For sure.
That would really be cool. That would really be cool. Tim, we wish you the best of luck. We've enjoyed watching you fight here the last two times, and best of luck when you're on the big screen of Fox. Fighting in East Rutherford, New Jersey. That is really cool. Congratulations again.
I thank you guys so much, and I want to thank all the guys with the Resurrection Fighting Alliance. Without them guys, you know, I probably wouldn't be standing here. And also Team Grindhouse here in Lee Summit, Missouri. My coaches, Brian Davidson, James Krause. These guys have just been great. So they made this trip a lot shorter than it had to be. I could have been fighting for years before I got this opportunity. But with these guys, you know, it happened within just a couple of months.
Well, take advantage, Tim. We'll be watching on Saturday.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Take care. Tim Elliott making the move up to UFC this Saturday night. If you've got a chance to watch him in the RFA, and, you know, if he pulls this one off, all of a sudden he explodes onto the scene.
That, you know what? He'd be about one fight away then from a title fight. I mean, a lightweight title fight at the UFC level, which would be huge. And I joked on him setting up the interview. I go, hey, Tim, I don't know if you're aware of this, but that's when the big bucks start rolling in.
That makes getting beat on worth it, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. All of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by our friends at Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Breakfast is also served daily. Try a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, or choose hotcakes. Served 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. daily. Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Whether you want to talk about the NCAA Ravenna sanctions, you want to talk a little football, you want to talk a little MMA, UFC, anything else that has been going on over the weekend with the playoffs, feel free to shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's what Dan's done. He had a specific viewing preference this weekend. He goes, I'm sure you guys watched the draft this weekend. I thought ESPN did a great job on the first day. But after that, they sucked. Since when did the draft become more about Mel Kiper and Todd McShay and the rest of the talking idiots? After the first two rounds, the draft was completely secondary to Let's Talk About Me. Thank God I found the NFL channel where you actually got to see the picks as they were made. Very disappointed in ESPN coverage of the television variety. Kind of an eye-opener from Dan. I watched it. They have so much information they try to jam in on every kid, especially early on, that they're ready to make picks, and ESPN's still talking about other stuff. It's a production, and ESPN's been doing it longer than the NFL Network, so I think they've kind of got it down. But it's like watching Gone Country or whatever it is, you know, with George Strait. There's too much smoke and mirror and lights. Let's just get out there and get the job done.
The third day of the draft, I was actually pretty impressed. Mike Mayock actually did hit a couple. You know, I thought that was funny when those guys put in hundreds upon hundreds of hours. And then, well, I think they'll go for an offensive guard here, maybe a linebacker, and then they take a safety, you know, or they take a wide receiver. And those guys, it has to feel like a punch in the stomach. Mike Mayock actually, you know, when you get in the fourth and fifth rounds and teams' needs and stuff, I mean, he's pulling out a couple names. That was pretty impressive. But like you say, the information. I don't like during that fourth round when everybody's waiting to hear their name called, like Jared, when you're Jared Crick and thought it would be called in at least the third round and you weren't called. Everybody's kind of waiting early on for Jared's name to be called. And, you know, they're talking, well, last night, you know, our second round pick from Carolina joins us right now. You know, and it's kind of everything goes back to those higher selected guys. And not much is said when those picks are kind of going on.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
And you know what? Our opinion, I'm okay with Jared Crick going to the Houston Texans. And by that, I'm saying that's somebody I can root for. I think it's a team he can play with. I think it's a team that's on the up that can be very, very good here. He may have fallen. And by fallen, hell, any of them, 32 teams, he may have got picked up. I mean, I called you, and we were talking in that fourth round. By that time, you know, it's not 32 teams with 32 picks. There's been so many trades that guys at the Redskins came up, and I get, they had back-to-back picks, and I was going, they don't need a D tackle, but at this point anymore, who knows? I'm just going, there's some teams up there. You know, Viking fans, I'm sorry. I don't want him going to the Vikings. I don't want him going to the Redskins. There were some teams out there that there were just Bills. I mean, it was just like boom, 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 boom. Denver came up. I thought, okay, whatever. If he's going to get picked by one of these teams, at least he'd be in Denver. Easier to go watch and play if you wanted to do that. I liked Houston. As I said, now I get another favorite team in the NFL, and they're both in Texas.
Yeah, you know, and of course, it cost me $100 ordering visors and Houston Texans T-shirts after that, but whatever, you know, it's a price I'm willing to pay. And like I said, he is my new favorite team, and we'll cheer for him. Playing next to J.J. Watt, I thought pretty cool.
Now, by the way, hold on. Are you now officially saying here on the Doug and Daddy Show that you are not, Dallas Cowboys are not your favorite team anymore? I mean, I'm going to root for Jared in Houston, but Dallas is still my team.
Yeah, God, Romo just kills me.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Postal Chuck. Oh, wait, he said this is anonymous. referring to the Ravenna NSA ruling, he goes, it's like asking your dad for a cookie. He says, okay. Mom walks in to find you in the cookie jar and swats your ass. Let the NSA have it. What a joke. Don't they have an all-star game to plan or something? We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? Well, it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Whether you're looking to buy a home or repair the one you're in, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. The Wells Fargo Home Lending website has the tools and resources to help you make informed decisions. There are many home lending options to consider, and we'll help you understand the benefits, financial considerations, and next steps. We can also help you find coverage if you're looking to insure your home. Stop by today or go to wellsfargo.com/homelending to learn more. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., all rights reserved. Equal housing lender. Insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stands.
Take me out to the ballgame.
Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets every week. And maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction. And the Royals Nebraska home. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Areas of fog linger early on today, followed by some breaks of sun with a slight chance for a shower storm developing as well. Highs reach about 71 with south winds 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower storm early with a low at 57. Right now, it's 54.
Doug and Daddy's show back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Don't forget to check out their spring service specials. $100 tire rebate, mail-in debit card, plus a 30-day price match guarantee. You can get your brake pads installed for less than $100 an axle. And don't forget the Mopar Quick Lube. They always get that job done for you in 30 minutes or less, and they can do that without an appointment. That's on the vehicles you already have. Maybe you need a new or pre-owned car, truck, van, SUV. I've even seen a motorcycle out there on the lot because they do value your trade-ins. And when you trade something in, well, then it's there to sell to the next buyer. So that's why they do such a great job with their hassle-free pricing. You can check it all out on their website at thinkmidway.com. Midway, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Two different stores, but right on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney with two great sales staffs, managers, maintenance departments. They take care of you so that you come back time after time at the Midway Auto Dealerships of Kearney. Alex Gordon had the fourth best play according to ESPN this weekend.
Royals actually winning a couple games here and there, so hopefully.
And a rainout.
We'll take it.
You got that going for you. Yeah, we'll lost yesterday, though.
You know, Doug, when we got the playoff action going on, Derrick Rose goes down. Huge blow for the Bulls.
And that is our ESPN hot topic of the day. Do you agree with Tom Thibodeau's decision to keep Derrick Rose in the game with the Bulls up double digits late in the fourth? Yeah, it's a freak deal.
Yeah,
it's a freak deal. If people are freaking out, yeah, you're disappointed he got hurt.
Well, they're talking about the shortened season, packing these games in there and all these injuries, and there have been a lot of them in the NBA. These guys do push their bodies very, very hard. Like you said, it was a freak deal. What do you do? But it ends the Bulls' chances.
They're probably not going to get. They probably won't get to the finals of the East either, which we both had them against
you
Miami.
You got the Hawks or the Celts, don't you?
Yes, I do. And by the now, Rondo, you know he's going to get suspended for being an idiot.
He tripped. You can see
it. Doesn't matter. He's going to get a game. He shouldn't have thrown the chest out. I saw it live. I just happened to catch that live when I got back last night. And that's what they were saying. He goes, hey, he tripped. Yeah, but he throws the chest out. So he's going to get a game. Which team will win more games this season? That was our poll question over the weekend. The Redskins with Robert Griffin III or the Colts with Andrew Luck?
Redskins are better.
87% of our listeners took the Redskins and Robert Griffin III. How about him taking our man Kirk Cousins?
You just have to shake your head. You're a quarterback of the Washington Redskins, and you got Grossman and you've got John Beck, who they released shortly after they. But you're in the third round. You're thinking, we suck at a lot of positions. All right, Daniel Snyder's got to look at that. Going, let's get four quarterbacks in the draft so we feel safe. What? There had to be a pressing need that they had to have somebody. Did they not? I just cannot believe Kirk Cousins got to be sitting there looking at the board going, well, Washington's certainly not going to pick me. The phone rings. Want to be a Redskin? I guess. What? I mean, it's almost like that kid that was wide receiver that went to the Cincinnati Bengals. Somebody screws around and pulls a prank on him.
Yeah. He goes, I wasn't even paying attention when the phone rang. The area code was different. I wasn't even paying attention. Aaron Green, Daddy, how big is this leaving Nebraska?
Well, I don't know. You thought we were stacked at running back. Then you got people, Braylon Hurd going to defensive back. I don't know. Maybe Mike Morrow, maybe Imani Cross. There's a lot of names you hear pop up that can fill in and be. But you thought this Green was going to be one of them. You thought that's why we got the older brother to be, in the cornerback, so we get little brother, and we got him and couldn't make him happy, apparently.
Wow, I just. 2 years as a starter, he had that coming up, and who knows what's going to happen this year. Here's what Sean Callahan had to say.
Sophomore running back Aaron Green has decided to leave the program. Going into the spring, Green was looked at to be one of the main guys that was going to take down some of the workload from senior Rex Burkhead, who was first team All Big Ten a year ago.
Kind of thought that this kid might get a lot of goal line carries.
He figured to be the main guy for the Huskers after Burkhead graduated in 2012. But now without Green in the picture, the Huskers must look more towards running back Amir Abdullah, as obviously Braylon Hurd moved to corner this spring where he really thrived in his first spring at the position. Incoming freshman Imani Cross is probably another guy the Huskers can look at.
Sean also said Mike Merrill might get the goal line looks if they want to go that route.
Well, there's people there, but you thought this kid was such a highly touted. Once again, let's go to the recruiting dinner and see how great this Andrew Green is. Well, it was just an absolute waste of our time. That was 7 minutes of your life you're never getting back, because he's gone from the program.
Sean Callahan talked to Aaron Green's father, Tony, and here's the quote. Coach didn't want him to leave, and I didn't want him to leave. Towards the end, though, he was pretty understanding of his decision. The dad went on to say, obviously, I would have loved to see them stay together. It just doesn't always work that way. You have to do what makes people happy. Needless to say, we'll have to figure out how to make it to two different destinations on a football Saturday. I would like to say he learned a little bit of patience, because he's not a very patient person. It wasn't a problem with Rex or anything. He thinks the world of Rex. He just wasn't happy. He didn't feel like he fit in their system.
I don't know. They try and cater it to the talent they have as far as the system goes, don't they? He certainly seemed to be in the mix. I mean, it wasn't like he was sixth string and you never heard his name pop up or he never got the ball handed to him.
Yeah.
I understand that. You're looking at the depth chart going, well, he's better than me, he's better than me, he's better than me, and he's got two more years of eligibility than I have. That's probably a bad deal. What do you do? What do you do? Well, Friday night, I'll tell you something you can do, Doug. Kearney Legion Baseball Barbecue Raffle and Auction going on Broadfoot Sand and Gravel right south of the
I-80. Their annual barbecue.
They do it every year at this time. 6 o'clock's go time.
And you'll be there.
I'll be there. You'll be there. Why not come out and support a little Kearney Legion Baseball?
This Friday night, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to that later on in the week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Speaking of baseball, Kirby Wells threw a shutout in his final collegiate game yesterday. A little four-hitter in the win over Concordia. Concordia won the nightcap, and after making the NAIA national tournament last year, they will not be making the GPAC tournament this year, and the season is over. Softball team won all four over the weekend. UNK softball team did not make the RMAC, as we told you at the top of the show. The baseball team was swept at Highlands. They'll finish the regular season at Regis this weekend. And St. Cecilia, they have signed some Hastings College has signed some volleyball players, including Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia, Miranda Muse of Papillion La Vista, Bianca Fisher of Lincoln East, and Alex Headland of O'Neill. NCAA Regional Tennis Tournament gets underway this afternoon. The UNK women play Western New Mexico at 3 o'clock. The men will play tomorrow, and district soccer begins today. Kearney High plays Omaha Northwest at Foster Field at 4:30, followed by Columbus and Lincoln Southeast in the A3 district. The girls play tomorrow. Grand Island and Kearney both have to travel to Omaha West Side. The Central Catholic boys play Nebraska Lutheran tonight at Dome. Kearney Catholic boys will host Holdridge. That district's at Scotts Bluff. Once again, in this instance, the calmer heads prevail here, and the NSAA agrees that, why would Holdridge and Kearney travel to Scotts Bluff to play on a school night? Just like Holdridge and Northwest girls are also going to play at Baldwin Fields in Kearney tonight, so they don't have to worry about that. And unless they are having to play Scotts Bluff or Gehring, those games will be played in this area. So there you go. Hastings gets underway with their action tomorrow. For district soccer, for Kearney Conference, also getting underway with their track today. Nebraska Danger, a winner on Friday. They're on the road for three straight. And Daddy, I was close. Shadow Be Dancing was second to Ransom Roberto at the Bosselman.
It was third, I believe. He was third. But nonetheless.
Did Wild Jacob catch him at the wide? Yeah, okay, yes. Well. I thought I must read, so I thought Shadow Be Dancing was. Anyway.
No, you get a lunch out of me. Sucks.
No, what sucks is what's going on with the NSAA and Ravenna, and we will do our best to keep you up to date on that. More on that tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, and a lot more coming up this week. Dan Jennings, the latest Husker to reach the majors, called up by the Florida Marlins, ninth-round pick by the Marlins in 2008. And so there you go, getting his Major League debut.
Awesome, awesome, great for him. There, like you said, we got two guests today, and there's a lot of things we could have talked about. Playoff hockey, folks. It's really a fun time of year. That's one thing I've got to do. That's got to be put on the bucket list. Go to an NHL playoff game, because last night in Phoenix, they had the white T-shirts on, the white towels. It was a wild atmosphere. They were scoring goals, and it was a fun atmosphere. And there's a lot of really, really talented people. And it was fun to watch.
We want to thank Hastings College football coach Tony Harper and the UFC's newest member Tim Elliott for joining us on the show today. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, we look forward to 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial. Hastings, bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.